Well, good morning to everyone. I wish you a Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad, as we're in Arizona, so we need to say that too. It's so wonderful to have all of you here today, and it's always wonderful on Christmas Day because we always have our choir with us on Christmas Day. And it's always a joy to have the choir with us anytime that we can get them. It's always good. Please join me as we sing the doxology together, and it's found in your red hymnal, number 549. Is hymn number 684. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty sky, praise him for his exploits, praise him for his transcending greatness, praise him with a blast of a trumpet, praise him with sound of strings, praise him with rhythm and dancing, praise him with violins and flutes, praise him with ringing of bells, praise him with clanging of cymbals. Let all living things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 255, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Appreciate the singing. It sounds good up here. It's wonderful to have you all here this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, we praise you and we thank you that our families could be together here on this Christmas day. And Lord, we are so thankful for the time that we spend together. It is part of our tradition, but yet more importantly, Lord, as we come and worship you, we remember what you have done for us on this day as we celebrate your Son, Jesus Christ's birth. And God, we honor that with our worship. We honor that with the scriptures that we read together. We honor that with the hymns that we sing. We honor that with the prayers that we offer. And God, we are so thankful that you give us this wonderful opportunity in this chapel to worship you on this day. We do not take for granted the freedoms that have been granted to us by the service men and women who have served this country in peace and in war to give us this freedom. And Lord, we are so thankful for them and for their families, for they too have endured sacrifices as well. And Lord, we think of our servicemen and women that are deployed right now throughout this world, keeping us safe and also keeping the nations of other people safe as well, so they can enjoy the freedoms that they have. And Lord, we come before you with the needs and requests that we have in our lives. And Lord, you remind us again and again that no request is too small and no request is too big, that you hear our prayers every time we pray to you. And Lord, we lift those requests before you right now, and we praise you. And God, we are so thankful that your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn this morning is number 250, Angels We Have Heard on High. 250, Angels We Have Heard on High. Reading this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, you have reminded us already our purpose of being here on this Christmas Sunday morning. And Lord, we are so thankful for that purpose that we have as we come and worship you in oneness as your followers of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, and help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. You know, one of the things that we always have and that we always celebrate is the traditions that we have in our family. And I'm sure that all of you within your families have your own tradition. And tradition is very important because it's something that we can relate to, it's something that we look forward to, and it's something that we pass on to future generations within our own families. I know that Lynn and I, we have passed on several traditions, and of course one of the traditions that we do is anytime that we are all together as a family around Christmas, it doesn't actually have to be on the day, but we always have the Christmas story told. In fact, that's a tradition that has been passed on from Lynn's father because he always told us that story anytime that we were together as a family. He told the Christmas story of Christ's birth. A couple of days ago, we were able to do that. We were all together as a family. And of course, I was tasked with saying the Christmas story, and all the ladies that were there were reminding me that as I read the story, that I'm supposed to turn the book around and show the pictures as well. And so I did that, because I know that if I didn't do that, I would hear about it. And Linda's laughing back there because she knows that's to be true. But you know, as we think about it and as we try to visualize Christ's birth for each and every one of us, sometimes it's difficult to do, and we need to have those reminders within our tradition about why we celebrate Christmas. In fact, this morning we opened up the nativity scene here that we have in our chapel. And in fact, I want to tell you a little secret here, is that nativity scene is there behind those doors all year round. And it's there to remind us that here, at least for us as we worship Christ, that his presence is with us all year round. And so we need to have those reminders. We need to have those traditions. And so I think about on this Christmas day, the fact that we do get together and that we worship as a tradition. In fact, the other day I asked one of the families that are here if they were coming, and they said absolutely. In fact, I even got a head count in terms of who was going to be here. I think we're only missing one, right? Okay, so I even got a total head count. Because we have those traditions that we share, even within the chapel that we have. And it's always wonderful to see all of you here on Sunday, but also specifically here on Christmas Day, to take that time out to worship God. And so as we look at the tradition, we realize that within our own lives, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, for each and every one of us. And what a great gift that is. The best gift that you and I could ever receive. And one of the things that I always think about on Christmas Day are the family members and the friends that are no longer with us in their physical presence to celebrate Christmas with us. And for this year, I have two significant losses. One is my brother, and the other one is my mother-in-law. And as I think of Christmas without them, I am reminded on this Christmas day that they are celebrating right now the gift that God has given them through his Son, Jesus Christ, as they are now understanding eternity and are celebrating that eternal life that has been given to them, that has also been given to each and every one of us. And it is something that we need to praise God for every moment of our day. Because we know that because of Christ's coming and because of Christ's birth, that we celebrate that life. We celebrate the freedom and the grace that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. We celebrate the forgiveness that has been provided to us. And we celebrate that gift because we know that as we enter into that relationship with Christ, that we too have that eternal life promised to us through His Son. So we have many things to celebrate on Christmas Day. We have many things to look forward to as part of our traditions within our own families, but also as our followers of Jesus Christ. The traditions that we have that remind us that each day that God is with us, that He is always by our side. For that child that was born to us is something in which we celebrate, in which we rejoice, because a son was given to each and every one of us, that gift. And yes, we have a future with Christ, but also we have the present with Christ every day. And as we are reminded of the present, we also need to be reminded that because of the presence of Christ in our lives, that you and I have been forgiven, and that the past is no longer applied to our lives. We learn from it, yes. There's things that we think about in the past, the mistakes that we should not make again. But we are no longer held accountable because of the perfection that God has given us through His Son. That's why we celebrate the birth, because you and I have been granted that freedom, that liberty to live our lives the way God wants us to live. Freedom in Him. Freedom of our guilt. Freedom of our shame. Freedom of our imperfections. Because when we think of Christmas Day, we should think about the perfection that has been given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because in that relationship, in that gift, you and I have perfection. Not in the eyes of man, not in our own eyes, but in the eyes of God. We have been made perfect through His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's a tradition that we should remind ourselves on a daily basis. It's a tradition that we should share with others because it has been given to us. It has been shared with us. And you and I are to take what has been shared and to share it with others, to share it in our life's actions with each other. And yes, you and I are not going to have perfection together, because we know that we are imperfect. We know that we do and say things out of ignorance, out of stupidity, out of emotion, out of the things that we're experiencing, the stress that we're under. But God reminds us that that's okay. God reminds us that in our imperfections that we have been made perfect in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So when we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate the traditions that we have, we should not look to ourselves for perfection, because we will never find it. But we should look to the perfection that God has made for each and every one of us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that tradition. We celebrate the life that has been given to us. We celebrate what Christ has done. And something to consider as we look to the year that is to come, that regardless of what may take place in our lives, we can celebrate the relationship that we have with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, because we know of His life. We study Christ's life. We know that His death is something very tragic and very painful, but yet we know that the story ends with victory. The story ends with an ending that includes you and I. as we partake together on Christmas Day and as we celebrate communion together publicly, to honor that story, to honor not the ending of a life, but the beginning of a life for each and every one of us that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen. Please prepare your hearts this morning as we go before the Lord and partake of communion to remember that continuation of that story as it begins on this day, on Christmas. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that you have reminded us the joys that we have and the traditions that we share together, the families that we have, the things in our lives that remind us of the joyous times that we have together. And Lord, as we publicly share communion together as a family of believers in your Son, Jesus Christ, we do so remembering the greater good that you have given each and every one of us, the greater good for us to share in our own personal lives, the revelation of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we are so thankful and we are so honored with the tradition that we can do all of these things on this Christmas day, to honor your birth, to honor your life, to honor your death, and to honor your resurrection that gives us eternal life. Thank you, God. In Christ's name, amen. From the Lord, what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Amen. Please join me in our closing hymn, number 229, "Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come." 229, "Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come." I hope. We'll keep working on that. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that we can come together and worship you on this Christmas day. And God, remind us that we have been made perfect and whole through our relationship with your Son. Thank you, God, for this time that we can have together. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.